Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I can't believe he snuck that in.
I had to. Oh my god! I had because my mic was still on, and it was recording the podcast part, and I had to like just cover up
your face. God damn. Priceless. I knew from the moment he said that, I busted up laughing, and my first thought was, I'm using that at the end of the show. Oh, God, so good.
Oh, that was amazing. Aiden, it's going to suck without you on the show, dude.
Bro, you'll get a better intern.
I don't know about that, man.
Oof. That's tough.
They've got big shoes to fill, though, man. Not going to be easy to replace you.
I only wear size 10s. It'll be okay.
I wear 9s. Go fuck yourself.
You have a size 9 foot at 4 foot 8? That's amazing, dude.
You're a son of a bitch. Jesus, man. That's why the Reds are losing right now, because you're an asshole.
No, it's because they suck ass.
I love that, too.
I gotta close all my extra tabs right now. I've got Marcus Allen Google search. I have Nev Camp stream Google search. Rose McGowan stream Google search. Courtney Cox scream Google search. I'm closing all of them right now.
So what's this Kings Island story? What happened, man?
Alright, so we decide, hey, it's Kieran's third birthday. Let's go to Kings Island. We've got gold passes. It'll be fun time. We'll go to the park. We'll ride some rides. And then we'll go to the water park. And we can swim.
It's already a bad mistake. Yeah. You got to reverse those. But go ahead.
What? No way, dude. Because then you're wet. And you don't want to deal with that. And switching.
No. But that's the good thing. They get wet. And then it lessens the time in the park because they're like, I'm ready to go home. Like,
well,
yeah.
Guess what? The park time was lessened immediately because we get to the park and I'm already agitated because the kids are fighting. They're arguing. Alex is mad at me because I didn't get things ready in time. Whatever. It's fine. We get there. It's like, okay, let's just chill out. Have a good time. Get to the entrance. Lady scans our gold passes and she says to the boys who are in a stroller, she goes, and how old are you? And Kieran goes, I'm free. And Jude goes, it's his birthday today. And this lady goes, he needs a ticket because he's 3.
What's she funny about that too. Is last week we go to the park and Cheryl, I think, thought that at 3, and I think they may have switched it, says, oh, yeah, he's 3. And I was, like, waiting for it for Luke to be like, no, I'm 4. And he didn't. And they were like, oh, yeah, he needs a ticket. And I was like,
yeah. So I'm now I'm pissed. And Alex goes, well, wait a second. We got these gold passes last year because the COVID deal was 2 yep. years. Yep. If you buy Same one, thing. You get 2 years. So that's why yep. we bought them. And she was like, and I asked at the time, I said, my son is going to turn 3 before the end of this. Is that going to be a problem? And they said no. And hang on, let me back up a little bit, because the lady was like 50 years old taking our gold passes and like immediately raised her hand and was like, I need a supervisor over here. And some 18-year-old fucking kid wanders over. Like, this dude literally looks like he probably just had a wet dream. Like, that's how young he looks.
Wait. You don't get those still?
No, because I have sex regularly. I don't have to worry about
you can still, have a little fun on the side.
Little leakage. Little leakage. Not cheating. Man, little leakage.
A little fun on the side while you're sleeping.
A little exciting dream.
I've never heard of a nocturnal emission called as fun on the side.
Well, yeah, because you know you just go to bed watching the right show or you read
the right show.
You just sort of like see the material.
Oh, I don't want to know what the right show is for Mookie.
The challenge. New girl? That's what. All right,
is
hang on.
Chanel gives you wet dreams? What the hell?
No. CC on New Girl. I'm right there.
Bam! 100%
understand.
My dude gets it.
All right, so the 18-year-old is like, sorry, policy is everybody 3 and up needs a ticket. And Alex is like, but I'm telling you, I asked somebody about this and they said it was fine. The kid's like, sorry, he needs a ticket. So she was like, let me talk to your manager. And now I'm like, oh, shit. I'm going to back the boys away. Shit's about to get really rough.
Because mom's about to shake.
Yeah, mom is pissed. I could see it in her face. So the manager comes over. It's like a 20-year-old girl. And I'm like, oh, fuck, this is not going to be good. And the girl would not budge. She's like, sorry, it's company policy. Everybody 3 and up needs a ticket. And he needs a ticket. He's 3 years old today. Alex tried every lie in the book. She was like, he wasn't born until 808. He's not 3 yet. He's So the girl was like, I don't care. It's the day of and he needs a ticket. And she was like, this is unreal. She goes, how much is a ticket? And the girl was like, it's $100. And she was like, I am not paying $100 for a ticket for a 3-year-old to this park. What is the difference between yesterday and today that constitutes $100? That's so stupid. So the girl was like, I'm sorry, it's $100. So we fight with this girl for a little bit.
Wait, back up. How were tickets $100? Because I thought a regular just one-day pass was only $50.
That's what I thought, but I guess it's $100.
What?
Because apparently Kings Island is suffering.
Because see, when we got there last week and the situation happened to us, Cheryl was like, all right, fuck it, hold on. And she just went online and bought him a gold pass. And that's $130, you know, or $120 or whatever. And so
$135. Like, okay, I found that out later on.
Wait, so please tell me you didn't pay $100.
Oh, no. It gets way worse. So we're sitting there and Alex is like, what do you want to do? She goes, they just sent me a guest pass that I can get for $20. So I can buy the guest pass for him for today, but I don't know what we're going to do the rest of the year. And I was like, here's what we're going to do. Fuck these people. Let's go down to the water park. And we'll lie there and say he's 2, and then we'll get in, and then we'll cut across and do the fucking rides and have fun and whatever. And it's fine. And she's like, okay, cool. So we leave, and we start walking. We get to the water park, and as the girl scans our gold pass, some fucking 16-year-old douchebag behind her goes, do you have a ticket for the 3-year-old? And both of us like immediately were like, what 3-year-old? We have a 2-year-old. And he's like, that's not what I was told. And I was like, oh, fuck. They got us. And Alex immediately was like, he's 2. I don't know what to tell you. I don't have his birth certificate on me. He's 2 years old. And the kid was like, that's not what I was told. So she was like, who would have told you that I have a 3-year-old with me? We just pulled up and we're coming here. And like, what are you talking about? And he goes, my manager said you have a 3-year-old. So he needs a ticket. So now Alex is pissed. We go to the guest services to buy a ticket. The same fucking manager is in the guest services. She hopped on a goddamn golf cart and came down to the water park to make sure we didn't get a fucking 3-year-old into the park.
What a bitch.
I have never seen a college kid that gives more of a fuck about their job than what I've seen at Kings Island. It's amazing to me. And that's what kills me is if we had gone to a line with like the high school kid instead of the 50-year-old lady, they wouldn't have done any shit. They would have fucking scanned the things and we would have just walked in and it would have been fine. Nobody would have even asked. But because this 50-year-old lady is like, this kid looks like he might be 3. Let me ask him because he'll fucking tell me. Oh, I was so mad. So then I tell the girl, I was like, listen, like Alex is heated. She's like crying. She's mad. She's furious that this girl like flagged our account or something. And I said to the girl, I was like, okay, how much is a gold pass? And she was like, it's $135. I was like, you are willing to risk 4 gold passes, which is like $540 for a $20 guest pass today. I was like, do you realize the shitty economics that you are trying to, like, this is horrible business. It's like, because if you make me buy a gold, or you make me buy this guest pass, I will never step foot in this park again. And you are willing to risk that. I was like, if you just help us out and let them go in, we're probably going to get 4 gold passes for next year. It's like, you're saying I'd rather have $20 today than $540 for next year. And she was like, it's the policy. I can't break it. And I was like, fuck it. Buy the guest pass. We're never coming back to this goddamn park again. Fuck Kings Island. I was so mad, dude. So fucking mad.
You know what the funniest part about this too is, especially when you said the college kid thing, because I worked at a water park in college. And in those types of scenarios, I'd be like, all right, well, you got like some fruit snacks or something you can throw me? We'll just call it even.
Like what the fuck? Like, what college kid is like, sticking to the goddamn sandwiches book?
In that soft sided cooler? Like
you're splitting hairs, man. You're splitting hairs.
It's a dude, I was so furious. And
like
then,
you said, who cares about their job at Kings Island enough to like go ahead and like think it out, like, all these motherfuckers, they might go down to the water park.
Yep.
You gotta make sure they don't.
I'm gonna go down there and I'm gonna tell Steve to not let him in. If you see those 4, they've been blacklisted. They got a 3-year-old, those motherfuckers. Oh, dude, I was so mad.
On back-to-back weeks, they got $130 out of both of them.
Oh, no, they didn't get $130 out of me. They got a $20 guest pass and they will never get another fucking dollar. I'm
okay,
done.
Yeah, see,
done.
See, Cheryl was like, well, we want to come to the Christmas thing and the Halloween thing. Like, we're just going to pay it.
Nope. Fuck them.
No.
You know
where are Cheryl's principles?
No. You know me. My cheap ass was like, no, fuck these people. This is bullshit. We shouldn't have to pay because last year we wouldn't have had to and all this other shit.
Yep.
And Cheryl talked me down, but I'm just like, this is some real bullshit. But I did say, like, as soon as we paid for it, I was like, and Cheryl agreed. This is the last year we'll ever have a gold pass.
Yep, never doing it again.
Gold pass, that's it. Because I would rather give that money to somebody else.
I did the math. I was sitting there and I did the math and I was like, okay, with my new job, I am saving this amount of money, not having to park, not having to go to the gym. So if we go to a gym that has a pool, an outdoor pool, and that $540 spread out over 12 months, I was like, we're fine. We're never going to Kings Island again. I will never fucking go to this shithole. And then like Alex was furious all day long. And she was like, listen, I don't want to give them any more money, but I need a drink. And I was like, yep, me too. So we bought drinks and I was like, I hate that I'm spending $9 on a Modelo at this fucking place, but I need something to deal with these.
Say,
oh, I'm so mad.
I ended up drinking
Modelo.
It
hits kind of hard.
It was
the blue ice cream beer. The blue ice cream beer is really fucking good.
Yeah, I think that was like, that wasn't that like $11 though?
It was
crazy expensive.
It was $11 for a 16-ounce can.
It was ridiculous.
But very good beer. But yeah, no, I totally agree. Like,
I'm not even letting the kids watch Charlie Brown anymore because of that shit. Like, fuck all of them. I don't even want them to think that Snoopy.
Right,
no, Snoopy can suck my dick. I don't give a shit. Fuck all of them.
Because Snoopy ain't got nothing to do with this.
He does. Right? That little motherfucker could have come out and been like, he's 3. Who gives a fuck? Let him into the park.
Well, Charles Schulz is dead, so it's not really on him. So
no, I'm talking about Snoopy, the guy that was fucking taking pictures.
Oh. He probably can't see shit in that suit.
Dude, you know,
you should have said at the end of it just to really stick it to him and dig him in? You're just Cedar Point's stepbrother.
Well, that's my whole thing. That's the truth, man. But, no, and it's true because I'm like, you're Kings Island. Like, you should be wanting people to come here to not go to these other parks. And yet there's all sorts of fucking roadblocks to where I'm just like, okay, fine. This is how you want to operate. I'll never buy a pass for here again. And I live 20 minutes from here. I just won't come here anymore. It's fine.
Dude,
Don't worry about it.
It's
plenty
so
other shit to do in this city, man.
Right.
It's so frustrating. I was so mad. And that's the other thing. I'm like, Alex doesn't even like roller coasters. Why the fuck are we getting a gold pass? Let's get a pool membership somewhere and be done with it.
Same.
No, I love roller coasters. I would love to do it. I would love to ride roller coasters. The kids are too small. So why are we like, fuck it. Fuck it. Yep. Fuck it. I don't give a shit anymore.
Agree. terrible customer service.
And then the icing on the top was when we Jude had to go to the bathroom, so I took him to the pisser, and then some little shithead rolls in with his goddamn vest on, like his life vest, and he's washing his hands, and I'm helping Jude wash his hands, and he goes, "My dad's bald too," and I was like, "Shut the fuck up, you little shithead."
That's pretty funny though, man.
That's good.
No, that fuck that kid. Fuck that kid. On that day, you're gonna come at me with that bullshit. Fuck you, you little shithead.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Maria.
And I'm Mike. And we're
Team Ready. Black Hills Energy knows your home is where your heart is, so they want you to be ready.
It's all about keeping you safe, prepared, and making your home as energy efficient as possible.
Everything from how to weatherize your home to how to stay safe during extreme weather.
Be ready for anything. Go to blackhillsenergy.com/teamready.